Groups that work to promote fair housing say that there has been very little progress in eliminating segregated housing in the U.S. In its annual report, the National Fair Housing Alliance estimates that last year, more than 2 million Americans experienced discrimination in buying or renting homes. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, the group is calling on the federal government to provide more leadership.
34 years after passage of the Federal Fair Housing Act, stories like Reuben Burke's are still all too familiar. In 1999, he, his wife, and two children went to look for a larger place to rent in Marin County, north of San Francisco. When Burke stopped and asked about a property for rent, he says the owner told him it was not available.
And I asked him why, and he told me point blank, he said, "I can't rent to you because you're an interracial couple." And at the time, I thought he was joking. I stood back and I was waiting for one of us to laugh, and he didn't laugh. And I said, "Do you realize what you're telling me?" And he said, "We can't rent to you." He said, "Nobody in this neighborhood will rent to you. Just go up and down the street and you can find out." He says, "We don't allow blacks in this neighborhood."
Burke filed a lawsuit and won with the help of the Fair Housing Center of Marin County. That group is one of more than 140 private nonprofit organizations across the country that are part of the National Fair Housing Alliance. Each year, the alliance compiles data from its members, the federal government, and state and local agencies that track reports of housing discrimination. Alliance President Shanna Smith says a look at city neighborhoods shows the lack of progress that's been made on ending housing discrimination.
People go in and say, "Oh, this is Chinatown." They'll say, "This is where the Hispanics live." And some of it's by choice, but most of the housing patterns in this country are a result of discrimination, historic discrimination, as well as current discrimination occurring.
Smith says housing discrimination complaints are also high among people with disabilities and families with children. In all, the National Fair Housing Alliance reports about 23,000 complaints last year. But according to federal and private surveys, only about 1% of incidents are actually reported. That means about 2 million Americans or more actually experience housing discrimination each year. Smith says the alliance is calling on the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and Congress to increase the funding for fair housing enforcement.
Because right now in the United States, the chance of being caught is nil. Why not say to people directly to their face, "I don't want to rent to you because of your race, or you have too many kids, or your disability scares me." Because the possibility of being caught and penalized for that action is remote.
Ken Marcus of HUD's Office of Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity agrees that housing discrimination is underreported, but he doesn't believe more funding is the answer. In a time of tight budgets, he points out that HUD has received the same amount for its fair housing program as last year, $25 million.
We're pleased with the funding that we have, and we're particularly pleased that in the post-September 11 environment that we have not seen the sorts of cuts that other agencies have had. We take it as a sign of support from the administration for our efforts in fair housing, and we're very glad of it. And we want to make sure that we are living up to that support by using the money as effectively as we can.
The Bush administration is working to satisfy fair housing advocates on one point. After more than a year, the White House last week finally nominated an assistant secretary for fair housing. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.